Chapter 2. The Birth of Paul. Before the baby was born, Mrs. Morell cleaned the house from top to bottom. When Morell got home one evening, the child had already arrived. The delivery nurse met him in the kitchen.
"Your wife is in a bad way. It's a boy child."
He hung up his coat and then dropped into his chair.
"Have you got a drink?"
he asked. The nurse brought him one, then, without a word, served him his dinner and went back upstairs. He ate his meal, sat for 20 minutes, made up the fire, and then, unwillingly, went up to the bedroom. His face was still black and sweaty as he stood at the end of the bed.
"Well, how are you then?" he asked.
"I shall be all right,"
she answered.
"It's a boy."
She turned down the blanket and showed him the baby. He pretended to be pleased, but she knew he was not much interested. He wanted to kiss her, but he did not dare, so he left the room. Mrs. Morell sat looking at her baby, and the baby looked up at her. It had blue eyes, like her own, which seemed to bring out her most secret thoughts. She no longer loved her husband. She had not wanted this child. And there it lay in her arms and pulled at her heart. A wave of hot love went out of her towards the child. She held it close to her face and breast. It had come into the world unloved. She would love it all the more, now it was here. During these months, Morell got angry at the slightest thing. He seemed exhausted by his work. He complained if the fire was low or his dinner was not to his liking. If the children made a noise, he shouted at them in a way that made their mother's blood boil. They hated him and his bad temper.
"Goodness me, man, there isn't a bit of peace while you're in the house," said Mrs. Morell at last.
"I know that. You're never happy till I'm out of your sight," he answered,
and hurried to escape. He was still not home by 11 o'clock. Finally, she heard him coming. He had taken his revenge. He was drunk.
"Is there nothing to eat in the house?" he asked roughly.
"You know what there is," she said coldly.
He leaned unsteadily on the table and pulled at the table drawer to get a knife to cut bread. The drawer stuck, so he pulled harder. It flew right out, and spoons, forks, knives fell all over the floor. The baby woke at the noise.
"What are you doing, you drunken fool?"
the mother cried. In trying to fit the drawer back in, it fell, hurting his leg. In his anger, he picked it up and threw it at his wife. One of the corners hit her above the eye. Blood ran into her eye, and red drops fell on the baby's blanket.
"Did it hit you?"
asked Morell, bending over her unsteadily.
"Go away. Let me look at it, woman."
She smelled the drink on his breath and weakly pushed him away. He stood staring at her.
"What has it done to you, dear?"
he asked.
"You can see what it's done,"
she answered. Mrs. Morell would not let him touch her. She cleaned the wound herself and went upstairs, telling him to mend the fire and lock the door.
"It was her own fault,"
he told himself afterwards. Having hurt her, he hated her. By the following Wednesday, he had no money left. He looked inside his wife's purse when she was in the garden with the baby and took a sixpence. The next day, Mrs. Morell found the money missing and was sure he had taken it. When he had had his dinner, she said to him coldly, "Did you take sixpence from my purse last night?" Although he denied it, she knew he was lying. "So you steal sixpence from my purse while I'm bringing the washing in," she said accusingly.
"I'll make you pay for this," answered Morell.
He got washed and went upstairs with a determined expression on his face. Soon afterwards, he came down dressed, with his things tied up in an enormous blue handkerchief.
"You'll see me again when you do," he said.
"It'll be before I want to,"
his wife replied. At that, he marched out of the house with his parcel. William and Annie were surprised to find their father gone.
"Where's he going to?"
asked William.
"I don't know,"
said his mother. "He's taken his things wrapped up in a handkerchief, and he says he's not coming back."
"What shall we do?"
cried the boy in alarm.
"Don't worry. He won't go far." "But if he doesn't come back,"
said Annie fearfully. She and William sat on the sofa and burst into tears. When Mrs. Morell went to fetch coal from the coal house at the end of the garden, she felt something hidden behind the door. There, in the dark, was the big blue parcel. She laughed and went back to the house. William and Annie were crying again because she had left them.
"Silly babies," she said. "Go down to the coal house and look behind the door, and then you'll see how far he's gone."
Off they went to look. No longer worried, they went contentedly to bed. Mrs. Morell sat waiting. She was tired of him, tired to death. He had not even had the courage to take his things further than the bottom of the garden. At about 9 o'clock, he came in, looking guilty. She said nothing. He took off his coat and sat down to take off his boots. "You better fetch your things from the coal house before you take your boots off," she said quietly.
"You can thank your stars I've come back tonight," he said, trying to impress her.
He looked such a fool, she was not even angry with him. But her heart was bitter, because he had once been the man she loved.